up, guys, and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. Tell them who you are, baby. Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, enough said.
Is it really?
That's who I am.
Yeah, that's exactly who he is. Tell him who you
Marcus.
Are. This is my husband of 11 years, my boyfriend of 14. And also the co-host of Is This Gonna Cause
there
an
you
Argument?
Go.
Is there I go?
Yeah.
I feel like we gotta get our heads closer. Let's just
know
scoot
that.
It.
Yeah. I knew that before.
No, well, why didn't you scoot closer
sounds
to
weird.
Me? And you just gonna now tell me that it sounds weird to you? You could have said this to me before
it's
we
all
press record.
It's all good.
See, this is why this is gonna cause an argument. Because of things like this, you guys.
No, it's gonna cause an argument because you said you had already set up. And
I
apparently
was set
it wasn't
up.
Set up.
I was set up.
Y'all, we've been recording for 4 minutes and we just now getting
because
on here.
Because what were you doing the first
What's the
one
topic
minute?
For today?
What were you doing? I got other stuff to say before I go into the topic.
Well,
so you
well
pause.
Say that then.
You pause. But what were you doing when I was...
I was sending an email while
exactly,
waiting on you.
Exactly.
And
nah,
you still wasn't ready.
Nah. People,
if I sound
pray for
funny,
him.
Y'all, that's because she wasn't set up yet.
No, you don't sound funny.
You your end of the...
You don't sound funny.
All right.
But do you hear yourself in your monitor, though?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all that matters. Anyways, welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument podcast. What'd you say?
Huh? Welcome back, y'all.
If this is your first time coming to this podcast, I'm sorry for misbehaving, and I'm sorry that my husband is misbehaving even worse.
No,
but
if it's your first time, then what took you so long? I'm glad you finally
exactly.
did something right with your life.
Exactly. Please make sure that you review us and like us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. You know, we have like 46 reviews on iTunes.
Huh? Reviews. I thought you said views. I'm like...
You're like, we're not doing well.
Yeah.
No, we have 46 reviews on iTunes.
Like in general?
What do you mean in general? On the podcast. You talking about on specific ones? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's like 46 reviews? You know, you got to explain this whole world
people
to me.
Have reviewed us.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the show in general.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. All right.
46 people have reviewed us. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You can find me, That Chick Angel, on Instagram at That Chick Angel, on Facebook at That Chick Angel, as well as on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV, and then on Twitter, I am Angel the Actress. And tell them where they can find you,
can
Marcus.
Find me stressed.
Oh, don't be stressed.
Nah, I ain't stressed.
I
can't find me nowhere. You might be able to find me on Facebook if you can figure my name out.
You gonna find him with me. That's where you gonna be at.
Unless you,
What?
Nothing.
Yeah. Boy.
You ain't never around.
So what's been grinding your gears today? Or this week.
Same thing as grinding my gears about a week and a half ago. Last time we talked about this. This whole political crap that I be trying to ignore. But it's so hard to ignore.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not for me. I can just go, nope, not doing it today.
Well, I like to know what's going on in the world, too.
I do, too, but some of it is...
we could lose a continent and you won't know it.
That's a lie.
No. Hey, if it don't come across Instagram, you ain't gonna know about it.
You don't know what I look at. You don't even know what I do for work. So how you know
yeah,
what I look
right.
at? But I also know how to stay away from foolishness that I cannot change in the moment. All it's gonna do is piss me off.
Let me think. What got on my nerves?
I tell you what got on my nerves today.
What?
My husband threw away my mint plant.
Yeah,
that
there wasn't no mint plant. That was dead ass rubbish. That was mulch.
Listen.
No,
it
what
was
happened?
My mint plant.
You want me to go dig it out the trash?
No. Why would I want you to dig it out of the trash?
Don't act like y'all. It wasn't no mint plant. It was dead for about 3 weeks.
It was a mint plant.
That thing was good and dead, and it had been dead for three. Matter of fact, go back, find the vlog. It's on the vlog. It was dead then. That was about a week ago.
Whatever, Marcus.
And it was still sitting in this molded water.
Listen.
And then what pissed me off, let's talk about that, is I open up the refrigerator in the garage and it's mint plant that she done bought.
Now, see, that was, you're not understanding.
If you was doing
it
right.
No. I threw a retreat, for those of you all watching, for Mocha Moms, the chapter that I'm a part
of. Anyway, them drunk heifers could have ate on that mint if she was taking care of it, but instead she had to go buy some. And when I threw that out, I reached in the back and there was another bag of mint that didn't even look like mint. It looked like a bag of black
dirt. That wasn't mint.
Yeah, it was.
Did you smell it?
I didn't have to. I could see one of the leaves that was still trying to survive. I was slimy.
No, that was cilantro.
It wasn't no cilantro. Yes, anyway, Angel kills mint plants, and she got mad because I maliciously threw it away.
He did. He did it like a jerk.
Because it got, it pissed me off because she keeps the water is evaporating out of this thing, and she keeps putting more water in it.
Because I'm trying to, you know, revive it. Like I don't get what you're trying to say. I don't.
Y'all saw the condition of that mint. The fact that y'all, some of y'all was suggesting she put it in tea because it was already to that point of dried up. That lets you know how dead this damn thing was. You touch it, it just sounds like fall in the south somewhere.
He threw it away like such a jerk. Yeah. I'm in the middle of talking to him, giving him praise reports about my day.
I interrupted her, what she was saying, by just picking it up aggressively.
And spiking it into the trash. Just a jerk. And I was making
eye contact the whole time with her.
I showed him this meme that I saw, and it said, "Why do you keep killing plants?" That was what the husband said. And the wife responded, "To remind you of what I'm capable of."
Yeah.
That's right.
Unnurturing behavior is what she's capable of.
Yeah, shut up. You dummy. So what is grinding your gears?
You and this damn mint that you keep buying every 3 weeks.
Whatever.
I'm going to show y'all next time. You know what's grinding my gears?
What?
One of the million things. People speeding up and down my damn street.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd step out in front of people. I pull out in front of people. I walk up to their window and be like, "Slow your ass down. This is a residential neighborhood. There are kids that live around here." And everybody's always so apologetic. "Oh, my God. I didn't know I was speeding." How you not know you were speeding?
You knew you were speeding. You just chose the speed.
As soon as I hear that engine rev up, I'm like, let me go on and stand out in the middle of the street.
I'm going to piss
you off.
Trust me,
I got a game plan. I know some of y'all going to be like, "You got to be careful." I got plans for all of that.
You got plans?
Yeah. But go ahead. What's bothering you?
I just did it.
Oh, okay.
You not been tuning
in? Yeah, well, that's my second thing that's bothering me is people speeding up and down my street. And then the process you got to go through to get speed bumps put in. It's like, really? Y'all rather just have somebody's child get hit than just put in the speed bump because somebody that lives here is saying they're speeding?
Yeah.
It's like a 6-month process.
I can believe that. That's a lot of money to put in speed bumps.
Or I could just go purchase my own. You know, the kind they bolt down in the garages?
Yeah.
I do it. Matter of fact, I got some neighbors that will help.
But I'm not surprised that speed bumps take some time.
But I want aggressive ones. I don't want no speed hump. You know, the kind that you graze over. No, I want them ones that can bring your car to a stop and damn near rip out your transmission if you go too fast over.
They just mess up your alignment and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't gonna come down this street unless you absolutely have to.
Thank you, off-roading.
Like, volcano done erupted, and it's like the only place you can go is down that street. You know what? I just leave my car and walk.
He's so stupid. Well, let's jump into today's topic. So for those of you all who follow me on Facebook, first of all, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. Actually, earlier today,
some of y'all hit me up on LinkedIn. For real, I be getting people be looking at my resume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen.
Go to
always.
Work and be like, "Hey, y'all see the views."
Yeah, be a free agent. Keep making these coins. I ain't mad.
Dedicated to none of them. Go ahead.
Thank you all for those of you all who watched. We did. I did a live show, not show, just a live. That's what it's called, a Facebook Live. And I did a poll on there and asked you all on your advice for content for us to do. And two of the questions that I asked were involving, is this going to cause an argument podcast? So the topic that we're going to talk about today is based off of what you all said you all wanted to talk about. There is a topic that Marcus has burning on his heart, and we're going to do it next time.
It ain't. The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone, but it's still a good topic.
It's a topic within a topic.
Yeah, but it'll still be good for us
to
discuss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's evergreen, and I think people will be able to grow to really like use the information that we talk about.
Yeah.
But what people seem to vote on was personal flaws and growth. And
why y'all get so complicated? You know how hard I got to think about that?
You shouldn't. You should know your flaws.
Girl, I have little to none.
Oh, there's flaw number one. Blindness. But we've been together for We've been together for 14 years. I'm laughing because our children are a mess. We've been together for 14 years. So we've been together from our early 20s all the way into our 30s, like almost out. I'm almost out of our 30s. So
you closer than I am.
Yeah. You're younger than me. Shut up. But I can say that we have grown as people and grown for the better. We've changed, and a lot of that has dealt to recognizing our flaws and being able to grow from that, and not just us recognizing them at, like, I recognize mine, he recognizes his, but I do think we've also been able to help point the flaws out to other people, to not to other people, but to each other. So if you think back to your 20s to now, what is something that you feel like you definitely improved on? And I apologize for my, like, broken up talking. Our children are just...
Yeah, we, like, trying to turn around and give them that parent eye, but they not looking at us.
They not close enough to see the pupils.
Like, I almost strained my face trying to give them that look, that church look.
But what's one of the things you feel like from your 20s? Because Marcus started dating me when he was 22, and he ain't 22 no more. That you feel like you've improved on if you look back from 22 to now.
22?
Yeah, I was 24, you were 22. Yeah. 2014.
That'd be another subject.
I'm 14, 2004. But yeah, what's something that you feel like is different about yourself?
I have a wider outlook on pretty much everything, but life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just maturity, which is, I mean, should be natural.
Yeah. What do you think the broader outlook has done for you?
It's made me more ambitious.
Ambition. Yeah. That's nice. Ambition is sexy. It really is. I know some women, you know, would also just appreciate a man that can keep a job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, poor girls. We know so many.
That seems to be a difficult thing for a dude to do. And luckily I got someone. So you know what? I can say this. I feel like while that was your own personal discovery, I also feel like I can take just a smidge of credit for helping you with that ambition. And this is why I say this, is that Marcus, because he's come from a two-parent household, two parents that have always worked, and unemployment was not something that, like, was a thing for his parents. Marcus leaving a job to go to another job was not something he was ready to jump to do, even if he was so fed up with the jobs that he was at. He would be like, you could just tell that he would get kind of depressed or irritated, like, with the job and be complaining about it. And I used to be like, well, just switch your situation. This is not, like, something that you have to be.
That's when I was just discovering your worth.
Right. But yeah. I feel like I can say that having me beside you, I don't take full credit. I just take a small credit of, as your wife, being able to encourage you to realize, like, yo, don't let these people have you thinking that they've got the golden ticket. You are the golden ticket. And if the situation is no longer to your benefit and it's, like, got you stressed out, it's got you feeling some type of way about yourself, then leave. And now, you know, I feel like you're at the point of, you realize that at any place that you're an employee, it's always a stepping stone. Right. It ain't, you know, ain't no place ever big enough to make you feel like they are the end all, begin all and end all of whatever your destiny is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now for you though, what do you feel like you, just the broader, just being around people and seeing that they were doing more things and that they had bigger dreams that you probably wouldn't have even thought of for yourself?
For me personally, just moving out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I know people that are doing great in Kentucky and are thriving and growing and everything, or they maybe be complacent of exactly where they are. But for me, I would have never became who I am today and trying to do what I am today had I still been in Kentucky. I don't think so anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am, like, it's a kind of a, I guess, a pattern of people that are not a routine, don't go on routine, a lot of times can be more successful because they don't stick to the, they think outside of the box, I guess. Me, I'm a very routine type person. It's like, I like everything to go a certain way. I do certain things. Like, yeah, she'll tell you, when I take my lunch or something to work, it's like, I need to have everything in this place. So when I get up in the morning, it's right there, it's right there. Everything about me is routine. However, although I'm still that very routine person, I can now adjust my schedule, learn to adjust myself and mold myself into what I need it to be in order to be successful in certain things that I'm reaching for.
Yeah, you took out some of the stiffness in who you were.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing that definitely coming out here to California with me definitely helped with. And I do think, yes, sometimes you're right. Living in a place, you could do fine. You can become something bigger living where you are. But sometimes it takes getting from under the things that you used to broaden what you think you're capable of. But yeah, having people around you doing things that you didn't know could be careers, that even if you look at your food choices, I don't know you wouldn't have gotten there.
No, I was talking about that today. It worked to somebody just moving away, because this dude, he's actually from here, but I was naming out foods. I'm like, you ain't never had this and you from California. But it's just being exposing yourself to a different world, basically. Not a different world, but a different environment altogether. And a lot of people I talk to, that my friend, close friends that moved away, we all from Kentucky. I got friends that moved to Atlanta, Florida, everywhere. And they all say the same thing. It's like, yeah, you get exposed to so much more and get out of that routine of where we're from. And it's, you can get, like I said, some people get complacent, other people thriving. And I know people that started businesses back there, got a real close friend. He's like doing his real estate thing like no other right now. But yeah,
that's what I feel like makes a good man, is getting a country boy but pulling him out of the country. Because you get a country boy that hopefully got some like good principles about him and understand some like of the foundation of a family, but then pull him up out of the country so that he can also have an appreciation for things that aren't the exact same as him in just a bigger picture. That's what it is.
Pull him out of the country for that.
You pull them out. Yeah, know what I'm saying?
I said you don't have to pull them out of the country for that.
I feel like that's how you make them top notch. Pull them out of the country. You can say, I know all this stuff, and I can appreciate just sitting down and eating with my wife. And it got to be a whole bunch of extra. Okay, right. So for me, I'm
going to continue to disagree. Go ahead.
For me, what has been my biggest personal growth? I think just being around Marcus, as you all know, Marcus is really slick with the tongue, and he's also very black and white when it comes to people. Some of that has rubbed off on me. And while some people might not think that that was an asset, for me it was, because I attract, as my husband would say, weirdos for friends. And some of my friends, they're great. Like, I love unique people. I'm a unique person. But sometimes I would hold on to folk that did not mean my good. You know what I'm saying? That didn't want to be a benefit to me. The relationship was not beneficial. And I feel like prior to being around him, I just would have sat in that longer. And granted, I still have a higher threshold than what he has. Ooh, and I don't want his threshold.
Sky high.
I love, you know, having a lot of friends, a lot of people who I care about or whatever. But I do hold a higher standard now on how I create a friendship and who I call a friend. I'm not quick to call people friends. Like, you have to have proven yourself to me and not keep messing up and me just being like, oh it's okay. I think just being around you and seeing how he don't care. Marcus don't care if he only got one friend.
Nah.
he's like that's fine.
Yeah, I got one of my boys out here, he loves meeting new people. He's always even his wife was telling me, like, he's always inviting somebody new over the house, and she's like, you need to cut that out. And me and him are complete opposites. When we go out, we hanging out. He's like trying to get to know everybody. I'm like, I don't want to know any of these people. Oh yeah, man, this is my boy. I'm like, all right, tell your boy get up away from my table. I put my name in for this table.
He's like, I'm not trying. Yeah. I'm not trying to be buddy buddy with nobody. So it does help me pick higher quality friends, and because I am a good friend. Like when I call you a friend, that means I'm going to be a good friend to you. So it keeps me from just allowing, you know, people who don't deserve that title into my life, or being able to be okay with being like, I'm going to let you phase on out because this is not a beneficial relationship for me. It's just not. And I know Marcus would wish that I was even further along with that, but also speaking my mind is something I know some of you are like, Angel, I don't think that's ever been a problem for you. I don't think in all situations I felt comfortable. Now I feel very comfortable speaking my mind on stuff that affects me. I'm not one to like put my mouth on other people's situations. Like I'm very good at being like, all right, yeah, if that's gonna be your mess, that's gonna be your mess.
Yeah, that's just annoying to me though. You know how people like are proud of, usually like a younger thing, like a little more immature. It was like, you know, I always speak my mind no matter what anyone thinks. I always say it was first things. I'm like, shut up, don't nobody want to hear what you got to say. all the time just shut up.
But if it's something affecting me directly, I have no problem being like, no, that's not gonna fly for me, you're gonna have to try one more time. Nah, we're not gonna do it. Because before I would just be like, nah, I am be fine. It's okay. I'm not worried about it. But now it's no. If I have a problem with it, it's not gonna work. Now, for you, when it comes to you seeing a flaw in me, is there something, a way that you feel like you bring it up? Because I would say he did horrible in the beginning, but have you come up with a way that you feel like to bring up stuff that you feel I need to improve on, or that you see me doing something that is to my detriment? Have you figured out a way to bring that up to me?
Other than just say it, nah. Not that I know of anyway. I ain't.
Oh, guys, I wish y'all could see. There's a fly right on my camera, and I can't stand flies.
That's bugging me much less than these fools in the background yelling.
You know, Marcus used to be the one. I would come in with an outfit on, and Marcus would be like, like noise of, nah, that's not so hot. And it used to, Marcus is one to give you the negative first, and then he might, and that's a small might, come back with a compliment, but you didn't already ripped your soul to the ground prior to the compliment. So, but I feel like, you know, recently he brought up me losing weight. And wow, yes, that's not something that you ever want to hear from your husband, especially when you've had three kids. You know, a lot of women would be like, oh, he said what? But he said it in a way, not so much that he, I mean, I don't know, were you trying to say it like, I need you to lose weight because I need you to be more appealing to me?
Nah.
Oh, that was too long of a goddamn.
It was so long ago. Here's the thing. Go on and say your piece on it real quick, because I got something to say about that.
No, go ahead.
So here's the thing. Women want men to be honest. That's all women want, for men to be honest.
I don't know about that. Go ahead.
No, that's all women say. I'm sorry. I take that back. I recant. Women say they want a man to be honest. You know y'all don't.
It's a difference. You remember when I said don't say opinion? You just said it's childish when people say I speak my mind in every situation.
No. When your opinion is asked, if you want honesty, expect honesty. Like, I don't think like, all right, how, I want y'all to comment, how does a man bring up, not to say that's what I was saying, does a man bring up, hey babe, how does he bring up weight loss to his wife?
Well, why does he need her to lose weight? It's the first thing. That's the first thing you got to start with. Why does he feel like she needs to lose weight?
Because if she gained weight and he thinks she needs to lose it, speak up. That's his own opinion.
But no, why does he think she needs to lose weight? That's the real...
It could be anything. I don't know.
It's different. If it's for health reasons, if he really thinks her extra weight is going to shorten her life drastically.
Okay, if it's not visually appealing to him, shouldn't he speak up? Same, and it goes both ways. It goes both ways. If a dude picked up a bunch of weight, she could easily be like, babe, you getting big. You need to lose some weight. All right, let me hit the gym. A man can't say that. So how does he bring it up?
Because, well, first of all, most of the time women don't do that. They're not going to say that they do. Babe, you need to lose some
women
weight.
Women ain't as vain as men. They don't care. They'll look past some fat and rolls and all of that, or whatever it may be. It ain't got to be weight. It could be anything. It could be a bad, he grew a beard or a mustache. She thinks it's disgusting. A woman will look at that for months before saying something. A man look at a bad hair dude be like, you know what? I'm not feeling this.
Because that's not the core of their relationship. The core of their relationship wasn't how thin he was or how his facial hair was trimmed up. The core of their relationship is loyalty and love. Like, that's what it is.
Okay, you can love just like family. You can love them. That don't mean you like them.
That's why I said loyalty too, you jackass.
I'm just saying. So, all right, here's my thing. I'm just speaking from a man right now.
Mm-hmm.
So... The man, now, see, you looking at this like this is our thing, and it ain't. I'm just saying, speaking in general.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, so she done picked up weight. It ain't physically appealing to him, but he loves her, so now he got to look past it. Men are very visual creatures. We all know this. So now he's checking out other women. Why you looking at her? She got a nice body. Well, dang, you can't look at me? Your body ain't nice to me no more. I told you I'd like for you to lose some weight, but I can't say that.
Right.
So what is that?
What it is, first of all, to say, and now he's looking at other people. He was already looking at
You can say it all you want. You can think it all you want, but that ain't true.
You telling me that even at my fittest, if a chick walked past with a fat ass, you wouldn't look, even at my fittest.
You do too. We be you
okay.
Like
so
that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That you can't say just
that's
because
though. That's us though.
It's not just us.
All right. So check us out.
Mm-hmm.
So being that he can't bring this up. You know this that you like the woman knows that she done picked up weight, and now he's over here staring at whoever because you know he thinks she got a nice body. So now. She becomes a little insecure, like, oh, his fool's over here just checking out women. I caught him checking her out. Then that causes something. And then it escalates to something else. You can pull in deep feelings and all this and that. And this is love and this is respect and this is loyalty. But at the end of the day, it's a very simple, men are visual creatures.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Women have to love past a lot of crap that men do. A lot. There's a lot of stupidity and immaturity that a woman.
I am the first to admit that.
Okay. And we have to wait until y'all's asses, if y'all ever do, get to the point that we want y'all to. And sometimes that's not until you in the casket.
Not.
Yes, because you know what? You can't get somewhere where you can't get somebody where you want them to be unless they want to be there. You can't force no grown adult. To get where, so the fact of the matter
is. It don't have nothing to do with learning that in the very beginning?
Learning what?
You know if that person has potential and willingness to go where you need them to go or where you want them to go, do they know that that's where they need to go?
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about men sometimes have like stupid moments throughout their life, just like sometimes a woman might gain a bunch of weight in which she might not have been big at the beginning. She became big somewhere in the middle of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is in some of a dude's stupidity and some of a dude's immaturity that happens in life, a woman has sometimes will have to love through that and allow them to get to where they want to. So speaking on weight specifically, because that's some old bullshit, especially when somebody has carried
that
children.
That was a dang
example. And your example is what I'm saying is bull
crap.
Didn't
I just say? No, it's not bull crap.
Well, first of all, you never answered my question of why. Because I said, was it because you felt like I needed to lose weight with you? And you did. You said, no. So was that a lie?
First of all, you sprung this on me.
Oh, so
I did. No. I'm just saying. I had to think back of when I said it and why.
Okay. Well, would you tell me to lose weight? I said, so you're saying you would tell me to lose weight for you.
No. So I meant it exactly how I said it.
So wait a minute. So that shouldn't have been something to think about. If I said, were you asking me to lose weight for you?
I'm thinking back to the specific conversation that we had.
Uh-huh. Yes. And you're saying that you would never tell me to lose weight for you, right?
I don't know if I would or not. When you get there, we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. why do you think you brought up my weight? If you can remember.
I don't know. It might have been something you weren't. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, so his words were, so Angel.
Oh, we were talking about working out, were we not?
No, I don't think so. I think you looked at me, you like, Angel, when you gonna get this under control?
Is that what I said?
Yes. That's what you're saying.
Did you answer?
Yeah.
What you say?
I said after our anniversary, because I know I'm gonna be drinking and eating like crazy.
Okay.
I said I am going to stop eating and drinking. And I've already lost 5 pounds. Thank you so very much. Good job.
See, that's the thing. It can't be brought up. Now, as much as you say, that can't be something that, why
not? No, you can congratulate me. It's just we're in the moment of this discussion right now. So your congratulations is not going to be received in the way that it would have if we weren't in the middle of this discussion. That's all that was. All
right.
That's all that was. So yeah, that's what he said. He was like, so when you gonna get this under control? Now, the only reason why I was able to receive the comment and not get pissed off is because I had already made up in my mind, yo, Angel, you have gotten out of control.
That's all you talking about. That's my bad. Hit the camera. You always talking about losing weight, and when I get this age, my body gonna be on pat, tat, yeah, tat,
listen,
tat.
I said I was gonna lose weight for my birthday. We saw early on that shit wasn't happening because I was eating whatever. And so I had stopped talking about it because I knew I was not gonna lose the weight for my birthday. Stop talking about it. That's what I did. So I made up in my mind, it was not an announcement that I made.
That is a normal conversation in this house. You working out and losing weight, is it not?
Yes, but I had not talked about it in a minute. All right. Because I knew I was on an eating roll. I was like, yeah, I'm eating everything. And I don't think Marcus acknowledges the fact that I am an emotional eater. So instead, he sees me eating stuff I'm not supposed to eat or me gaining weight and being bigger than what I usually am and thinks I don't know what. But I think, man, if I were giving advice to a dude, I wouldn't be focused on her gaining weight. I'd be focused on why it's happening. Because usually, there's a reason. If you've been dating a woman who has been fit for a long time, if she's gaining weight, there's a reason behind it besides she just eating wrong.
Kids. Not being able to work out.
But no, I can maintain a weight and not work out all the time. I was eating stuff that I was not supposed to be eating.
Okay.
Yes.
Knowing you and your family, you just, Angel, here's the thing. You so stubborn, you could just be like, this is what I want to eat, so this is what I'm going to eat. Don't worry about me.
Right. And then, and yes, like, that's what I'm saying to you in the moment, but more than likely, I am eating
so
it.
Now I got to go back to school, be a good dang, goddamn psychiatrist.
No, but you could, but no, I'm saying you could take the time to be like, how are you doing? You doing okay? Are you feeling all right?
That's and not you'd be like, why are you asking? I'd be like, because you've been eating like shit lately.
All my girlfriends know that I'm emotional eaters. All the viewers know I'm an emotional eater. I've brought it up that I eat my emotions.
You said that
emotions.
Recently, like this year for the first time. I had no idea. I think you discovered that
this year. No. I've known that for a while. Why do you think my family yo-yos so much? We are all emotional eaters. This is a learned behavior. We are, mama, when she gets frustrated, that's when she wants a goddamn Snickers bar. Who eats Snickers bars anymore?
That got a whole ad campaign on that.
Yeah, but yeah, and it works for people. So how would you all breach this? I have girlfriends that I feel like have done things to really offend me. And I would say because of you, I feel a lot more comfortable speaking my mind about it. Or I see them doing some stuff that I'm just like, you are going down the wrong path, and I've found a way to do it without kicking them while they're down. What would you do if you saw a friend, if you saw a dude, one of your good friends, doing some stuff where you were just like, oh, he this ain't gonna turn out well. Would you say something or just let them learn the lesson from the L that they're about to take?
Nah, I'd be like, hey, you, that looks real stupid right now. What are you doing?
If one of your friends got fat, would you say, hey?
I don't care about one of my friends getting fat.
You just your wife.
Yeah. Care about nobody getting fat.
And I love
my cousin Gary. You think I cared when he picked up weight? I said, boy, you picking up some weight. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm.
Like, and I loved you in your daddy body when you got your belly. I did. I loved you. I loved you fat. I loved you skinny. I loved you thick. Just know that. And made you feel sexy in all of those stages.
Well, it did not work. Because I did not feel sexy. At all.
Well, guys, tell us what you think in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube.
Let me stop all y'all women right now. I'm coming from a man's point of view. Y'all can
say no. They're fully aware.
Let me finish my public service announcement.
Go ahead.
Coming from a man's point of view, I'm a man. I think like a man. Just putting it out there. I know this. Y'all going to side with Angel on this because y'all women. I understand where she's coming from, but I'm just letting you know straight up. This is where men are coming from.
So what's your threshold then for me? If you understand that I've had three kids.
When you get there, I'm sure you will know. I don't know.
Okay, so I haven't reached your threshold?
Mm-mm.
Have I reached the threshold or not?
Nah, you would know if you reached the threshold. I ain't gonna let you reach the threshold. Here's the ways, because I know y'all gonna be like, oh, Marcus, you could be more polite about it. I said, Angel, we should start riding bikes. Angel come up with excuses not to ride bikes.
I don't have a bike.
I know. I said, I will go get you a bike. You be like, yeah, ain't no point in spending no money. It's a bike out there. Then every time I bring up riding that bike, I ain't gonna ride that bike.
No, I did try riding that bike, and it is okay, not meant for me.
Okay, but the times I said I was gonna go buy you a bike, you told me not to.
I think riding bikes is not the activity that I want to do as an exercise with you. But you know what you could do with me is T25, but you don't want to do it with me.
I'm not going to do no workout in the house. See? I told you I can't work out at the house. I've tried. I got almost a full gym in the garage that's disassembled because I cannot work out at the house.
Well, don't do it for yourself. Do it for me.
Don't ride a bike. Go ride a bike for me. You won't do it.
But no,
that's getting out of the house. That's getting away. We got getting out on the scene.
I'm talking about if I got through to your threshold, why wouldn't you choose to do something with me that know I would do?
Oh, once you start reaching the threshold, I will start doing T25 with you in the living room.
Okay. All right. Y'all heard it.
T25. And whatever comes out next year, she had bought...
I was doing an old workout DVD today, so don't do me. I did an old one that I bought a while ago.
Whatever came out, she got it.
No, I don't.
I think the only one she ain't got is the Billy Blanks ones.
Oh, I got him. See? Got him in there. But I don't have all of them. There's a lot more.
I'm sure you got a couple of volumes that ain't nobody else got.
All right, guys. Check us out in 2 Wednesdays from now, and we'll have another podcast up. We're going to try to get you all some bonus footage over at Facebook this weekend. And as always, you guys, please like, follow this podcast, subscribe on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, and we will talk to you guys later. Let us know what you think in the comments. Deuces.
Holla back.